One. And lift off, motherfuckers.
When you're home, we're in your head. Lock the doors and close the blinds. Turn on your TV. Turn off your mind.
Ha, I hit the button before you could even say anything that time.
Okay.
Bitch.
Well, I mean, you were prepared because I already said hit the button before.
Yeah. That's fair.
Okay, welcome back, everybody.
Hi.
We are Soul of a Gamer.
We are.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Steven.
And every week we play a game, we tell you about it.
Yeah,
so
we do that, too.
We do hope you enjoyed last week's game.
Yes.
I actually can't remember either.
Oh, God.
What was last week's? It's not like we played it a long time ago. I can't.
No, I know. It was... just
it's like as
so
soon
decent.
As the game is over, we just completely let it slip by. I don't understand why.
Especially because
Heavy Rain.
Yes. Because I played a clip of that episode to my wife earlier this week, so I can't believe I forgot after re-listening it like 2-ish times.
Well, we hope you enjoyed Heavy Rain. We really liked that game. Maybe not mechanically, but story-wise, that game was really cool.
For sure.
But this week we're going in a very different direction. We are playing the original Doom.
Yes.
Doom 93.
1993. Yep.
We are number one.
I was 1 year old.
I was 1 year old. Okay. Well, yeah, that's... just so you guys know, make sure to check out our website, soulofagamerpodcast.com, to... request games that we should play. Make sure you jump on our email and send us emails if you have anything to ask or to say or any feedback on the episodes. We'd love to hear it. And check out to the end of the Spotify episode if you're listening on Spotify for a survey to get another game requested. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But let's just jump
lots
right
of different
into
ways.
This.
Lots of different ways for you guys. I was just going to say, lots of different ways for you guys to request your games. Try to make it as easy as possible for whatever platform you're on. Just go ahead and send them away.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go.
What's on the box?
All right. So to me, this looks like one of the original PC boxes. I wasn't able to fully verify it, but this is the most impressive box that I saw. Anyways, I saw a box for the Switch, but all it said was the recreation of the original Doom. And I was like, that's not a box worth reading.
Yeah.
As I read it.
Anyways. I remade it into what it should have been.
So Doom puts you in the bodysuit of a space marine in the middle of an interdimensional war, sent into a combat at a base on the Martian moon of Phobos. You encounter a demonic horde of invaders pouring through Dimension Rift to challenge the universe. Wave after wave of hideous creatures spread through the base, attacking everything in sight as you stand among the dead. Your duty seems clear. You must eradicate the enemy and find out where they're coming from. When you find out the truth, your sense of reality may be shattered. If you succeed, you'll be humanity's hero. Fail, and you will spell its doom.
Or, I mean, game over. I think all that happens at the end of the game, if you fail, is game over.
Yeah.
Oh, I think they're wrong.
Doom, man.
Doom.
They said the title, man.
They said the title in the preview. It's just like the Family Guy thing.
Exactly.
Not exactly. Shut the fuck up, Steven. I mean, for the most part, I can't see the box. I assume it's lame because it's a 90s, like early 90s box.
I mean, it's showing... some it's got like five different screenshots from the game, and it shows like the flaming skull monsters, it shows the giant like head red demon things, it shows the shotgun wielding one, the other weird demon, and then like the gorilla kind of all on fours crawling at you one, and then it shows some like weird devil just like looking back like
interesting. that's a little weird, but okay.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, besides that, I mean, the cover has just got the normal Doom guy pose that a lot of people like to make fun of and point out
the heroic
double
with the
fist
two guns
down on top of the horde of bodies, like
yeah all right. Well, I mean, this game This game has a cool little thing behind it. I was just telling Steven for the... I'll throw a little bit more substance into the box here because it doesn't really fit anywhere else. So they try to release the first episode online. And it was kind of a good idea because now it's like that's the norm, right? We just expected online and ready to go when we wake up. But... And back in the day, like there was a limited number of capacity for server waiting. So only so many people could be in the server at a single time because the servers weren't very large and weren't very powerful or equipped to deal with that many people. And all these people jump into the server to download the game, the first episode, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they can't download it because it's not there. Because the guys couldn't get into the downloading source site because there were too many people on.
Fair.
For them to actually upload the game.
Wow.
They couldn't even upload it so it could be downloaded, which I think is really fucking funny. And then they ended up doing this whole free source thing where they basically gave one person the game as a download, had that person share it on several sharing sites, and then so forth and so on until everyone could actually download the game.
Damn.
Yeah, which I think is a cool thing. That's a cool little story. I mean, I watched this whole documentary on the making of this game, and it was fucking intense. Like, they were working a shit ton of hours. This one guy worked like 40 hours straight. John Romero, which was one of the makers of the game, his name has always lived on as one of the biggest name in video games.
Yeah,
for like he's been a horror. He's the guy who made that really big flop, early 2000s flop. It was one of the worst flops of all time. They took forever to make the game. They released it, and then it was just complete garbage. And John Romero was on that team that designed it. It was not really Doom-like, but kind of Doom-like. Oh, God, what was it? It was an insane... whatever it was, he did that. He was that guy. And I'm pretty sure he worked on the original Wolfenstein, too, I think.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so he had, a lot of, going for him. Let's see if I can find his game here. I'd love to know if it's... It was early 2000s. I remembered that.
Daikatana?
Daikatana. No, that doesn't sound... Oh.
Go find a new studio, Ion Storm.
Daikatana. Daikatana. You're not saying it right. Yeah, yes, sorry. It was Daikatana. That's one of the worst games of all time to be released. It a lot of people are really excited for it, and then it just got fucked. Like, it was such a bad fucking game.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I think I've heard the name, but I've never played it or paid attention to or seen it.
It's been on a shit ton of those worst games of all time lists. It's always in the top 10. It's not bad, mind you. It's just it wasn't the process of making it took too long.
Oh, I mean, I even see an article that says 20 years ago, John Romero's Daikatana nearly destroyed Doom's legacy.
Yeah, literally, it's insane how bad that game ended up being and how John Romero just got fucked afterwards, that poor guy. He is an interesting coder. You know, he is at heart, he's a coder, so.
Okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, the box was an interesting, so I hope that was.
Yes.
let's go ahead and move on.
Are we jamming?
Are we jamming?
Honestly, no.
I like the theme song.
Yeah, kind of, but sometimes you'd hear the music in here and be like, why the fuck is this playing? Like, there was this weird bell one where I kept thinking the bell was outside because it wasn't fitting in the song well. So I kept taking it off my headphones, where the fuck is that sound coming from? And I put it back on. I'm like, oh, it's gone now. There it is again. It was just so random. It didn't fit. I felt it was kind of dumb to put in there. That's all. I just felt like it was stupid.
That's fair.
But no voice acting. There's grunts from the main guy and roars from the creatures. But nothing amazing in this game with music. Honestly, the music is pretty subpar. It's pretty like if you think about the 64 music, Nintendo 64, you think there's some cool little sound bites in there. There's some cool soundtracks. Donkey Kong's got that cool theme over the top of it whenever it's going, whenever you're in like the serene areas.
Mm-hmm.
But this game sounded more like it was made in the late 80s, you know? It sounded more like NES, and it didn't really...
That's fair.
They kind of like stifled the music for the period, but maybe they were so far in between. In between like that 64-bit, or I guess 32-bit at the time? 32-bit. And 16-bit?
Yeah.
I mean, that could be the problem, but
I don't know. I know a lot of people really love the theme, and a lot of people try to say that the old soundtrack still holds up. It's fine. It's nothing like to complain about. It's nothing to brag about. I don't know. It's there.
It's not amazing, but it's something, I guess. It works for what it's doing.
Fair.
But it's not by any means amazing.
Yeah, literally no voice acting or anything, which is, I mean, I know Doomguy's always been a voiceless character and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just like, there's like literally like barely any words in this, and any dialogue. There's nothing really to read besides at the end of every story.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a lot like missing from this game, I would say. Even though there's a lot to read, it's really not a lot, right?
True.
Like, you get one page of notes, and that's all you get for story. There's no story. You have no idea why you're doing what you're doing or where you are. I thought vaguely you were on Mars the entire time, but apparently you spend time on, like, the moon and time on a different moon near Jupiter, or maybe it was Saturn. Like, it's apparently you're in all these places, and it never says that anywhere.
I think in one of the other Doom games, like, you go to Mars and find the portal to hell on Mars, and then you can, there's all this like weird stuff with planets having portals to hell.
Yeah, I mean, it's just strange. It's
very strange.
Strange game, but also it's not a very good. They didn't do good on the music. I think they could have done better.
Fair, fair. All right, are we moving on to the next?
Yeah, like I said, guys, there's not a lot to talk about with music and dialogue, so we'll just move on.
It's a very short game, too, so there's just going to be probably shorter and less things to talk about.
Yeah, for sure.
How does it play? All
right, into the gameplay for the game.
Gameplay, extremely simplistic, just a basic shoot 'em up game.
Yeah.
You have a... an x-axis for movement, but no y-axis for movement, so you don't have to move up or down. You just move side to side.
Your bullets will just arch upward or downwards as they need to.
Yeah.
If there's an enemy in front of you.
One thing I thought would be cool for this is if they did, because, James Bond did that similar thing, GoldenEye.
Yeah.
They actually, like, the gun would tilt upwards if it's aiming up. It would tilt down if it's aiming down or something. You know, it would make that physical movement, at least the gun would, so it made you think that you were aiming at the right thing.
Yeah, but GoldenEye, you actually also aimed up and down.
You could, but you never did, right? Like, you definitely could, but it auto-aims still, so what would be the point?
I mean, that's true.
To get a headshot from far away, sure, or if you were really good and really quick with the movement on it. But the idea of this game, the same idea, like, it just auto-aims at them, but it would have been nice for, like, a physical up. Downside, side, whatever.
I mean, this is such an old game. I don't expect much from the.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Stuff. This is as old as it gets for a lot of things.
Yeah, like, this is like classic secret areas everywhere. Fucking par times on levels. The power up, they have invulnerability, invisibility. Like, it's all the typical power ups that every fucking game has.
I was always confused by the partial invisibility.
Yeah, like, I don't understand. Invisibility in that game, because I felt like I was never invisible.
I felt the same way.
Yeah, everyone just shot at you anyway. The way it works is it separates into three episodes that you play each episode individually with no story, so you're just kind of shooting shit all the way through. There are puzzle aspects to this game. You have to find keys to open shit. You have to press certain buttons to open shit. Secret areas are kind of cool. Like, it is kind of cool finding a secret area that doesn't look like
sometimes.
A secret area.
Some of them were kind of cool. Like, some of them were, like, full areas, and some had a lot of items and stuff in it. Other ones were just, like, areas where enemies came out of that you could also go into, and it was just, like, a little tiny, like, beep, beep, little 5-foot by 5-foot compartment that had, like, one thing in it. I'm like, this is not a secret. Like, I don't care the secret at all.
I did enjoy, I don't know if I've ever noticed this before, but I like that there was a map in the game.
Yeah. Because I wish that you could the map without moving your character.
Yeah, that would be nice, but unfortunately it wasn't.
But again, the map is product of its time.
Yeah, I think the map had to be overlaid on top of your HUD. Yeah. Otherwise, there's no way to do it.
Yeah.
But I get what they're doing. They're like, well, if you move, if you try to look at, well, I mean, I kind of get what they're doing because, you know, if I was looking at a map and walking, I could still scan the map with my eyes of where I want to look at.
True.
Right? So I could change where I'm looking at on the map without having to move in a different direction. But you know what? Again, product of the time, you're probably right.
But I mean, you can still move while having the map up. So as long as you've cleared out the enemies and stuff already, it is pretty easy to just kind of walk around with it up.
True. And they did have a secret map on the actual map that you're playing on.
Yeah, so it was the map thing.
Yeah, it revealed the entire level's map to you. So anything that was grayed out, you knew you haven't been there yet. So you could, like, potentially learn where everything is.
True. The par times on these things were ridiculous.
Well, I mean, if you know what you're doing, like, sure, but I'm also like, so do the par time count? Do you have to explore the entire map?
No, I'm sure par time is literally speed running the game because there's no other way to get some of those par times.
Like
a minute and a half finding all three keys, that's just you running through, getting the keys, and leaving. That's not doing anything.
You understand all the dynamics of the map for sure. So,
What game, was your favorite weapon in the game?
Yeah, the game has a lot of fucking weapons. I would argue too many. Honestly, I didn't have a favorite. The shotgun was what I used the most in the beginning. It just, you know, had the most shotgun, base damage.
It's so long range,
too. Yeah, it's really way too long range. Two shots would kill most things. One shot would kill some things. A couple shots more for some of the bigger enemies. But I did like, you know, the rocket launcher, of course, has a special place in my heart.
The big fucking gun's always one of my
favorites. The big fucking gun.
You don't
gun,
get that till the end.
And you don't get that very often.
You get it a lot more often in the new Dooms than you do in this one.
Yeah, and maybe you could find it on the first level. Who knows?
But I think the worst weapon by far is the chainsaw.
Yeah. No,
I
actually
just felt like that didn't do very good at all.
So with the
unless you had brutality mode on,
What the chainsaw did do, which I did respect for it, was stop enemies from hitting you.
Yeah, but I mean, like, the chain gun could do that as well, for the most part. Like, they could possibly get a shot in here or there, but a lot of times you would, like, stutter them.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, you could be right up in their face if they, like, turned a corner real quick, have the chainsaw out, and then just be obliterating them with that. But it did take a long time to kill with the chainsaw, and it was just in there because John Romero's a fucking freak. Literally, John Romero is a fucking freaky guy. Like, there's a reason his namesake is the same as the guy who made Night of the Living Dead.
Fair.
I believe that was another Romero. Because they're all fucking weirdos. They just love weird shit. And he's like, well, what would be gory, a knife or a chainsaw? Well, let's put a chainsaw in there. Like, literally, that's his mode of thought at any given time.
Seriously, though.
Gun-wise,
George J. Romero, that's what it is.
The guy from Night of the Living Dead?
Yes.
Yeah, the Romero is just a name for freaky people. The guns in general weren't very useful for the most part. Like, no gun was really, like, outstandingly better than the last, except for when you get the shotgun versus the pistol.
Yeah, I mean, the fusion gun or whatever, the plasma gun. That was pretty powerful.
It was pretty powerful, but again, it's not like you don't need it. You could do anything you did with that with any other gun, pretty much. It just takes a tiny bit longer.
I never really used the pistol very much because that was pretty weak.
Yeah, you have to hold down. I figured out you don't just, like, press the trigger continuously. You hold it down and it sprays a lot faster.
That would have been nice to know.
Yeah.
I never tried that.
Yeah. I didn't figure that out till, like, the second episode, I think. Okay. Yeah, the guns, by the way, guys, it's a pistol, a shotgun, a plasma gun, like a chain gun, which is more of
A minigun.
The chainsaw, the BFG, rocket launcher, and I think there's one more.
Well, your fist.
Yeah, you could punch things. Yeah, you know, when you picked up the Berserk shit and it made you take
your
fist.
You got the brass knuckles.
Yeah, it made you take your fist out. I'm like, this does nothing. I punch something. I'm like, oh, I didn't one-shot it. What's the fucking point?
You two-shot a lot of things with it, though. And yeah, you but... some things. It was about as powerful as a shotgun.
Yeah, but you should be... If you're right up close to them and they're getting a chance to attack you, you need to be able to one-shot those things.
True.
That's a really dumb idea to make it so it's a two-shot.
No, I agree.
Level-wise in this game, levels are laid out pretty stupidly. There's a, it's not boxy.
They're weird.
Yeah, that's really strange how they're laid out. Like they, and I know they did this on purpose. This game is not a scary game by any means, but there's some pretty dark fucking areas where you're like jumpy. You're like, where the fuck is the next one coming from?
When you're in the areas where the lights are flashing and then, like, enemies just, like, pop out of nowhere, there's a couple, like, actually good jump scare moments.
Yeah.
Where, like, a door, or, like, you'll pass a door and then, a wall will come up behind you and a wave of enemies comes out. Like, there are some pretty good jump scares.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy how this isn't really a scary game, but they were able to fit a lot of good scares in there.
Yeah.
And the creatures in this game, you know, you get, a good collection of different kinds of creatures. Humans that have been, like, taken control of, I think. These weird walking demon-like creatures that are like tier 2 creatures, tier 3 creatures are they're like these guys that run up to you and hit you rather than blast you from afar.
Yeah.
And then these guys who are like floating something.
Eyes of the beholder.
Yeah, basically they're the beholders.
Yeah.
But they're, I don't even know what to call them, but they're beholders and they shoot fireballs, kind of like energy fireballs or something.
Yeah.
But those are tier 3, and then tier 4 monsters, there's invisible.
The
no, those are tier 5. There's invisible dudes. There was one more on top of that. I can't remember the other one. There's definitely one more beast, and then the bosses are tier 5, and they're all, like, hard to kill things.
Yeah.
Like, they take a while.
You have the big fucking gun.
Or the rocket really launcher.
Even the rocket launcher on that second boss took me all fucking like 30-40 shots. I was like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Which was the second boss?
That was the one where you have like the octagon arena and there's just like that octagon in the middle or the whatever where you could go through and there's a bunch of like rocket ammo everywhere.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's just running around a circle and there's pillars all scattered around the arena.
Yeah.
It's the Minotaur looking fucker.
I gotcha. Yes.
Yeah.
Some of the bosses were a little tough. They took a while just to degrade down to nothing if you didn't have the right weapons for it.
I love the Wild Wild West enemy, the last boss.
Oh, the
giant spider.
It's a spider with a brain in it, I think.
The robot spider just reminded me of Wild Wild West so much.
Yeah, it's got a giant brain in it though, right?
Yeah. I think so, like that.
Yeah.
I shot it with the big fucking gun 3 times as soon as I saw it. Didn't get to see it very much.
Yep. I think I killed it with rockets. I don't remember actually what I killed it with.
I don't know, but I got an achievement for overkill when I killed it. So I was like, fuck yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I think I played mine on the Xbox app.
Oh, okay. I played mine on Game Pass.
Yeah. So. Well, I played on Game Pass, but it wasn't on the Xbox app. I played on computer.
Oh, okay.
The achievements on computer don't always show up for me, so... I don't know what
Fair.
I got.
I will say I did hear that the PC port on Steam is not very good, and you have to have a Bethesda account for it, and a lot of people are pissed off about that kind of stuff for it.
Yeah, I saw Bethesda on it, and I'm like, really? They bought out the fucking company that made Doom? I think it was ID or id or whatever. I can't remember
exactly.
Yeah,
it is ID, yeah.
I think it's id. I think they'd say id.
I think you are right. It's id, but yeah.
But I was like, really, Bethesda? Can you just let someone keep their fucking game already?
I will say I did play the 2016 version of the game, and that was the first version of Doom I had ever played, and it's pretty fucking fantastic. We'll probably have to add that to our list at some point.
I mean, I just have a whole thing against Bethesda because they bought out the people who made Fallout, right? They made Fallout 4, but you know everyone else put in all the work for Fallout 3 and all that crap, and they just made Fallout 4 a skin of Skyrim, basically. I mean, it was still good, don't get me wrong. It was still a lot of fun.
I was going to say, you play the shit out of it.
Yeah, I still love that game to death, but, you know, all the work of that game was put in by the previous company, and then they just folded, so.
Yeah, well, and it's no New Vegas, from what I hear from everybody.
Well, New Vegas was just, well, that's not even the original company either. That's Obsidian.
That was Obsidian,
They're just amazing at making every game they make. I love Obsidian. Fair. They're one of my favorite game makers.
But, I mean, I heard the Fallout TV show is really good. So.
Yeah, I've heard that from a couple people. Maybe one day I'll watch it. But, yeah, I'm surprised Bethesda took up Doom, though. I don't understand why. It's not really their cup of tea. Like, they're more of a world-building, class-building kind of gaming company. But then they go into a first-person shooter that's more about gores and guts.
But I'd almost rather them branch off a little bit than just keep failing at what they've been doing.
I guess they haven't been failing, though. They've been widely successful. They haven't been failing,
but they haven't been doing the greatest recently. That's why they had to get bought out.
Oh, did they get bought out, too?
By Xbox, yeah.
Oh, no. I mean, Xbox is just collecting game companies, so Sony can't keep using them to make games. I don't know that.
That because Sony just has way too many exclusives, so Xbox is trying to get their hands on some.
Yeah, so I think that's more less of how good the company was doing and more of how what Xbox's new expectations are. But I don't know. I haven't looked into how successful Bethesda's last game was. I don't even know what their last game was, to be honest. So,
well, now it's Starfield was their last one, but
oh, Starfield was a great game.
That's what I didn't. Care for it.
But. Oh yeah, it's because it's a giant game that has a lot of RPG elements.
I love giant games that have RPG elements if they're done right, but this one doesn't let you fucking actually land or fly your ship. So I mean,
that's the one thing you're gonna hit on. It had the
entire because I played No Man's Sky that was old, but that like is, half the cost but and allowed you to have so much freedom and creativity with everything.
Yeah,
and
but I'm you like, don't get to build with No Man's Sky or anything like that.
Yeah, you do.
Do you? I thought the whole point was exploration and discovery.
It's both.
Oh.
There's base building. There's all kinds of shit in that, yeah.
All right, well, I mean, it's fine. I didn't really mind it because it's built on a different engine, too, so you can't expect the same things out of it. But gameplay for this, yeah. It was fine. It's nothing to write home about. It's not the best game you'll ever play. It's not the worst, yeah. though. It is fun.
It's fun. It's fun.
Like, you play it, and you're like, I remember doing this when I was younger. Like, that's the feeling you get out of it.
It's one of those moments where you're like, oh, my gosh. Like, this is one of those, like, easy games you expect to go back to and just have fun and just blare through it. Like, you're not going to struggle with it. I almost liked his having a run-and-gun game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's fun to just, like... pray and spray and just have fun. Yeah. You know, that's always a fun thing to do for me. So,
for sure.
All right. Well, I think that's it on gameplay.
Yeah. Let's go to the next.
Let's go.
It's time for reviews.
All right. So now it's the part of the show where we find out if you are little bitch boys like us with your reviews or ratings of the game, and or if you are valid in your excuses.
Yeah, but you're never valid.
Some of you are.
Never.
All right. First review I found was quite possibly the best FPS game of all time. Okay. I'm going to say a little bitch boy on that.
FPS? I mean, it depends when he wrote it. Did he write this in 94?
He wrote that 4 days ago.
Okay, well, that's very interesting. That if he wrote it in 94, like, he could be right, honestly.
Well, back then, yeah, I could possibly agree, and there's arguments you can make for it or whatever, but the moment, I just, like, with the all moment the first Halo comes out,
the moment the first Halo comes out, you're already wrong.
Exactly. And I mean, like, Titanfall 2 and some of these other FPSs that just have incredible stories and
I think
incredible
he just liked
gameplay.
The easy aiming.
And I mean, that's fair. That's fair.
But you can't but call
I
that
I don't
the
think
best.
You can call it the best. I think
now,
you
if
can
he
say
said
it's your favorite.
In my opinion, the best game of all time or whatever, that's fine. But you said the best game of all time, no argument, no opinions.
I don't even care if you're trying to classify it as your opinion. Your opinion is still that it's the best game and not your favorite game. If it's your favorite game, that's a whole different story. You can have any bias you want about what your favorite is. But if you're talking the best,
well, again,
this isn't an argument.
The in my opinion, remember, it's a review about what you feel. It's not a review about what's the popular consensus is.
I get that. I'm so saying I would, if you are claiming best... I'm taking it as you're saying it's the best of all time, not your favorite.
No, no, no. The best that of all time that this person's played. Maybe they've only played this and, like, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, or no, they played FPS, so it had to be a Shadow the Hedgehog.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe they played Shadow the Hedgehog, and I heard good things about Shadow the Hedgehog, but I don't know.
Another one, still great even at this late date, more fun than one can state. Don't wait, playing Doom is something you won't hate. I rate this game 8 out of 8.
Boo, I hate it. That was a bad rap.
Yeah,
he's no Snoop Doggy Dog.
No, he's not. But you know, I did have fun with that review, and I do agree that it is. I had never played it until now, and it's way more fun than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I will agree. I think this game does hold up. I think that even people today would like it. Like, kids who have never played these kind of games before would probably like it.
I didn't see too many negative reviews. I saw some funny ones, though, like this one. Stop checking the negative reviews for an excuse not to buy this masterpiece.
It costs like $1. I don't know. The excuse is you have no money, like, I'm guessing.
At the most I've ever seen this game was $10, but most of the time it's $5.
Yeah, it's like super, super cheap most of the time. Most of the time, if it's more, it comes with like a bundle of another game of some kind. True. You know, like Doom 2 or something.
This one I laughed at because it's just this guy bought the wrong Doom, obviously. Awful graphics, pretty bad for a 2016 game. Looks like it came out in 1950.
I wonder if that was on purpose or if he's actually real.
Right? Yeah, I never know with people, because like, I don't want to say there's not dumb enough people out there to say that, but there is.
Yeah, totally is.
Story in this game is like a story in a porn movie. It's expected to be there, but it's just not important.
That's true. The penetration is the only thing important.
Exactly. You're not a gamer until you fire a bullet that bends 45 degrees upwards at an enemy. 10 out of 10.
Again, like, I think if they would have had that little shift thing.
Yeah.
Because I think the point is, like, the gun is actually aiming up, even though it doesn't look natural. They just didn't have it at that moment for with the technology they had. Because no one complains about James Bond fucking doing that shit, you know?
Fair. I don't know why people claim this game is satanic. You're literally killing demons. How is killing the spawns of Satan an act of Satanism? Fucking love Mormons. Or morons. This is morons. Sorry.
Wow. You added an extra M.
Oh, you I did. Piece of shit. Oh, God. I even saved that because I thought it was funny that he called out Mormons, and I'm an extra moron for reading it that way.
Way to go. You're stupid, you stupid Mormon. Wait, no, moron!
It's a good Christian game. Great for any Sunday afternoon.
It's so weird that people are so strange about the fact that it's like a demon game. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, is it any worse than like killing Nazis? You're still just killing something.
I don't know. That was always so weird. Like, any games with demons in it or anything with demons in it, like, a lot of Christian parents, including my own, would, like, go down harsh on it. Like, you can't even say the word demons. We don't want you doing anything with demons. And I'm like they got mad at me when I first introduced my brothers to Diablo. And I was like, but you're literally fighting with angels with the help of God to fight all the main devils and demons of hell. How is this not a Christian game?
it's really not, because you're still killing shit, I feel like. But, you know, whatever.
You're only killing demons. You're literally only killing demons.
And watching regular people die from said demons.
Yes, which is what they're trying to warn us about. I mean, there's shows like Bible Man that's literally angels fighting demons, and that's okay to watch.
I don't know what that
but
is.
It's a Christian TV show that was really bad.
Bible Man, savior of the Christian race.
That's about what it was. And then my favorite review, guy go pew pew, demons go boom boom.
I mean, it's true. They always, like, it's really funny when you kill the demons in this game or any of the monsters, like, literally they die but they turn into mush.
Yeah,
like, it's really
so weird.
Yeah, they're like, well, my body, it was all, it turned out it was just a pocket of air, so when you kill me, all the air goes away.
Apparently.
Yeah, it's like, it's super awkward.
But that's what I had for reviews. There wasn't a lot of this one. A lot of them were just like really short, tiny one-sentence ones, so I didn't have a lot in there. It was either one-sentence reviews or 8 paragraphs.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, fuck that. I'm not reading that much.
All right, well, let's just move on then.
It's story time. Let's get started.
All right, story time. Read us a story, Scott.
Guys, I have no intelligible way of telling you this story. I'm just going to read the Wikipedia version because, honestly, I don't even know the story. I just know you're killing things. There is no story. I don't even know how they got the fucking story out of this.
But no one does.
No, I'm sure they released like pamphlets and shit that kind of helped you through it, but I don't have access to those. All right. Doom is divided into three episodes, each containing about 9 levels: Knee-Deep in the Dead, The Shores of Hell, and Inferno. There is a 4th episode, guys, but that's just for the Unlimited Doom edition. And it's like a prequel to Doom 2 and a sequel to Doom, so it's kind of its own thing. So we didn't bother playing that.
Yep.
But I heard there's a funny like story with his cat. He finds his cat dead or something. I can't remember exactly.
Oh, no. It
sounds really sad. In the future, an unnamed Marine is posted to a dead-end assignment on Mars after assaulting a superior officer who ordered his unit to fire on civilians. The Union Aerospace Corporation, which operates radioactive waste facilities there, allows the military to conduct secret teleportation experiments that turn deadly. A base on Phobos urgently requests military support, while Deimos disappears entirely. The Marine joins a combat force to secure Phobos. He awaits at the perimeter and as ordered while the entire assault team is wiped out. With no way off the moon and armed with only a pistol, he enters the base intent on revenge. In Knee Deep in the Dead, the Marine fights demons and possessed humans in the military and waste facilities on Phobos. The episode ends with the Marine defeating 2 powerful barons of hell guarding a teleporter to the Deimos base. After the battle, the Marine passes through the teleporter and is knocked unconscious by a horde of enemies, awakening only with the pistol. In the Shores of Hell, the Marine fights through corrupted research facilities on Deimos, culminating in the defeat of a gigantic cyber demon. From an overlook, he discovers the moon is floating above hell and rappels down to the surface. In Inferno, the Marine battles through hell itself and destroys a cybernetic spider demon that masterminded the invasion of the moons. When a portal to Earth opens, Marine steps through and discovers that Earth has been invaded. Thy flesh consumed follow the Marine's initial assault on Earth invaders, setting the stage for Doom 2.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah, I don't know how they got any of that story. I'm very curious to know how they knew all of that information, because that was not presented in the game whatsoever.
And to be fair, I didn't read any of the dialogue at the end of each episode, because I don't want to read.
Oh, okay, well then you're not playing the game, because that's all the dialogue at the end of the game kind of sets the stage for the next episode. That's about it. So like,
I mean, I glanced over it, but I was like, I don't care.
The first one, like all that literally said was you walk to the teleporter. Wait, this is all wrong. Something happened. Nothing's right. Where am I? And then you get knocked out, and that's it. That's the whole like this thing. And the second one was like, you realize you've defeated the big bad, but wait, you look down and you see hell, and you say, I'm gonna finish this fight. And you go down there, and then you go back to the beat the Inferno, and all it really says is, like, you go through a portal and you see the world, but you wonder what has happened while you've been away.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I glanced it a little bit. I was like, this doesn't seem like it's important. I don't grasp what it is.
I mean, it just set up, it's set up like, while you're doing the next thing. Why are we here? Why are we still fighting if we beat the big bad? Like, that's all it does.
Fair enough.
It's what we call like paying attention to the story. That's all. That's all it is.
That's, I mean, if there's not really a story they present besides a title card, that's not really much.
That's
of a story.
The only story you get in the entire game, and that's the one thing you chose to not pay attention to.
I didn't care.
That's fair. It's like it didn't add too much. Like I had no idea that he was deranked for assaulting an officer.
And that's kind of like my point with it. Like, they didn't bother with much for story. It was more about the gameplay. So I also didn't bother with the story.
I'm confused, too, to why they left him outside. They're like, we can handle this. And then they're all dead. And you're like, could you handle this?
Really? You got it? Yeah.
But okay. That guy, it's not mentioned in here. At some point, he becomes known as Doom Guy.
Yeah, the main character, yeah.
Yeah, and I know in the future it turns out that he's been dead the whole time or something.
I don't No. I know there's like some weird stuff with the story.
But... yeah. Well, he takes off one of his gloves in one of the later, I think 2019 Doom or the 2020 Doom. I can't remember exactly. But okay. In that Doom, he takes off his glove and it's like a skeleton underneath. He's got no flesh left. When he went to hell in Inferno, it burned off all of his flesh, apparently.
Damn.
Yeah, so he's been...
so he needs the suit, basically.
Yeah, the suit's the only thing keeping him alive, and he's been dead this entire time. Like, that's just it. He's just been dead.
He's berserk.
Yeah. So he's just been living on to defeat the Doom armies, and that's about it.
Yeah. Oh. I know it always seemed like one of those Legend of Zelda kind of stories, like, it opens up, like, a time back up, and he has to fight through... Mars and fight through hell again and then start over again and do the exact same thing.
He's on Phobos. Phobos and Deimos are the two moons that circle Mars, I think.
I think.
I'm pretty sure, because Phobos is the one that's getting destroyed. But I know
they even talked about Mars at first.
Yeah, yeah. So I think they went, because the base is on Mars.
Yeah.
But he went to Phobos first and then to Deimos and then to hell.
That makes sense, yeah.
Which I don't know why they're... I don't know why Phobos is red, because it's just a gray moon.
I don't know.
It's very, very confusing.
I don't know nothing.
Yeah. The story-wise, guys, it's, you know, there makes no sense. There's nothing in here that makes sense. There's no concisive story when you're playing the game. So all of this that I've told you is just kind of like, if you wanted the story, read that, I guess, while you're playing the level so you understand why you're doing what you're doing. Otherwise, there's really no point.
Yeah, well, it's just like one of those things for me where it's like, if the story's not intriguing at all, I don't care about it.
Yeah,
like I was playing it for the gameplay. I wasn't playing it for a story.
Yeah, this is like, the same as Prototype. There's really no story that's interesting. So the one thing you like about it is that you get to blow up demons.
I was a little bit more intrigued with Prototype story, at least, though, because it had voice acting, it had some story,
yeah,
it had
kind of cutscenes, and then you get to the end of it, and you're like, this is the shittiest story of all time.
I didn't say it was perfect. I just said it did have some sort of assembly of structure to it that actually was sort of intriguing for at least half of the game.
Yeah, and then you're like, I don't know what's happening. Who am I?
I mean, yeah.
What am I? And then you die. You find out
what you are, and you're like, oh.
And then in the second one, you die.
Yep.
I don't know. In this game, story is so unimportant that we don't need to spend a lot of time on this, so I think that's about it. But literally, guys, I would argue that there's almost no story, even though I read that to you. I don't think that's presented well enough to be counted as its story.
Yep.
So they should just kind of ignore that and just say it's a fucking shoot 'em up game.
I mean, that's what I've been saying. So, yeah. Move on then.
Move on.
Worth or not?
All right, what do you rate in the game?
I think we have to go worth on this one. Now, 100%, I only say that because the gameplay is fun, but this is kind of the start of FPS.
Yes.
This is really like, you know, we had a lot of games that copied this game, come out after Dark Forces for Star Wars, Marathon Man for Bungie. A lot of games took this Doom style of playing and improved upon it, and that's why we have games like Halo and shit today.
Yeah.
So I think it's important to understand. I bet Quake's in that talk too. But I think this was the first one. I'm not 100% on that. But they did amazing work on this game, and it's clear from the actual gameplay. And honestly, check it out just to understand where all of your first person shooters come from.
Seriously, no. It's the levels are intriguing enough. They're fun enough. I wouldn't say like challenging necessarily, but there will be some levels you might get lost in, especially some of like the portal levels towards the end. Those ones are a little weird to traverse around, but honestly, like, very just well made gameplay. Like, I especially for something that old, like, a lot of the times when I go back to a lot of these games that came out in the 90s, like the original like Lion King game or some of those games, like, it's way harder than I ever remember it being. And I'm like, there's no way I ever beat this game. And I don't know if I could beat this game today. But games like this are just fun running guns. Like, you will. This is a super cheap game. If you have Game Pass, it's on there. Most of the time, you're going to get it for $5 or less. Some people on the reviews were talking about getting it for $1. Scott said that as well. This game's well worth the money.
Like, yeah.
That amount of money, you're going to get 3 to 5 hours of gameplay out of it. honestly, a lot of people play this game to this date. Like, they're saying 27 years later, I'm still playing this game every year. Like, this game is incredible, so it's worth it.
31 years later.
Well, that's one of the reviews I read said 27, so I didn't guessing do the
math. He did that in 2020, I'm guessing?
I wasn't paying attention.
I'm guessing he did. 2020 would have been 27 years, so.
Yeah.
He probably put that review back in 2020.
Fair.
But, yeah, I mean, this game is fun, and I think you guys would enjoy it, so just check it out. Have fun with it. Fuck around with some demons. Explore the maps a little bit more. Find all the secrets. Fuck around
and find out.
Fuck around and find out.
Bitch.
All right, well, that's it for that game. Woo!
Woohoo!
Next week's game is...
Firewatch,
a game about fire and watching.
Watching it.
Watching fire itself.
Go into that game blind.
Yeah, seriously, go in blind, guys. It was a lot of fun the first time I played it, and I'm excited to play it again. Now knowing what I know, I'll probably do a little bit more like canvassing of the area, but
my heart was beating so fast.
Yeah, you guys should try it. It is a lot of fun. It's like a low risk horror game, which I like about it a lot.
Yeah, it's so, very, very awesome.
All right, well, we'll catch you next week. Bye.
Love you.